Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Crews continue battling two wildfires near Devil's Tower. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Firefighters continue working two wildfires that broke out over the weekend near Devil's Tower in Crook County. The Newton Fire, burning near the Devil's Tower Cemetery east of Highway 24, is estimated at approximately 250 acres. Officials say progress has allowed some resources to be released. The set evacuation status for residents from Devil's Tower Junction, south of Highway 14 and 24 intersection, has been lifted, returning residents to ready status. Highway 24 has also reopened. No containment estimate has been released. The nearby Left Creek Fire remains active at approximately 282 acres with no reported containment. More than 100 firefighters remained assigned, along with multiple aircraft and other equipment. Earlier resources included four large air tankers, two single-engine air tankers, and four helicopters. Devil's Tower National Monument will reopen today, Monday, August 3rd at 8 a.m. and return to normal operating hours. However, all trails and backcountry areas will remain closed until further notice. Fire crews and emergency vehicles will continue operating inside the park. Crook County remains under Stage 2 fire restrictions because of severe drought and critically dry vegetation. Basin electric coal plants help meet heatwave power demand. Wyoming coal plants are helping meet a surge in electricity demand as extreme heat spreads across much of the country. The U.S. Department of Energy issued an emergency order July 26, requiring certain power producers in 17 states, including Wyoming, to keep available generating facilities ready as backup. Wildfire reported Basin Electric Power Cooperative says its coal-fired plants are playing an important role during the heat wave. The cooperative operates the Laramie River Station near Wheatland and says the plant is available for full production. Basin Electric says recent hot temperatures combined with low wind conditions have placed added importance on coal-fired generation to provide reliable power when demand is high and wind generation is limited. Coal has supplied about 18% of the nation's electricity during the heat wave, compared to an average of about 15% so far this year. Despite the short-term increase, coal's share of Wyoming electricity production continues to decline as aging units are converting to natural gas and renewable generation expands. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.